And but
so when it came off at the end of the assembly line, were there checkers there to check it?
No, just the machine. Like on number one machine, there was two men, myself and another lad, Jim Mullally. He's still alive. He's younger than me. And I was the machine man. He was the back tender.
Yeah.
And it was his job. My job was the wet end.
Okay.
Right? And then his job was to keep an eye on the reel end. But like my job then was to tear out a bit of paper to check it every now and again when the reel would be going up, you know, to make sure it hadn't changed.
So because you, the weight or anything, yourself.
Oh yeah, you tore out a piece out of the side of the reel.
Yeah,
You had a tin lad on your bench, and you tore out a sheet, and you brought it up, and you tore it around this. You tore it out. That was a sheet. Then you weighed it on a little arbiter scale, you know. And if it wasn't right, if it was heavy or light, you had to go up to this cock where the stuff came into the machine, you know. And there was a big cock, big valve with a bar, a handle out of it. And there was a little bar this size for putting it on or off.
A tiny, so it's only yeah, it was a
big
inches,
thing,
yeah.
But it had a pencil mark on the moving part and a pencil mark on the...
But you were talking about something extremely light. Is it? You were weighing a sheet of paper.
My God. And you went up... You went up to put on a bit or knock off a bit. And if you saw the mark moving, you were either doing too much, you know. Yeah. It was dreadful. And you'd no way of knowing whether it was increasing. You had to wait for so long, tear out another sheet, and wait to see if it had gone up or maybe gone up too far, you know.
This was the stuff coming from the, you know what I'm telling you about, the vats, the big vats.
Yeah. The chest, yeah.
The chest.
Yeah.
This would be coming onto the wire, the wet end, as Kit said.
Yeah.
And that's what Kit, it's unbelievable, like this. It was so vast, and still, Kit would change that just the slightest little bit to make a difference of maybe a half a
pound. Now, they got another thing then for checking the weight of the paper, which was great. It shouldn't be. It was radioactive. We had to wear badges for a month to make sure it wasn't affecting us, you know. But you tore out a little strip about that size, right? When you got the sheet of paper the right weight,
okay.
And you tore out a little lad this size.
Well, this is an A4 sheet size, so
yeah,
so
but
a
just a little
that.
Bit of it,
yeah.
And the sheet of paper coming down to the first column that rolls on the machine had to pass through this thing. You put this thing in one side, and the paper had to pass by it, the sheet coming down, and there was a dial up on the, you know, in the machine room, and when the weight had changed, it showed. So that was great, you know. You hadn't, when you put on stuff or took off stuff, you just watched the dial. You didn't have to take out the way again, you know.
And did you have to be very diligent?
Oh, you had to watch it. You had to.
Oh, yeah.
So you could, at the calendar, this the calendar on the end of the machine now. You went in under the sheet and you looked up through to make sure there was nothing wrong with it, that the watermark was right, that there was no air bubbles in it, you know. Because
okay.
There could be air bubbles in it, and that's like if the boss came up and saw air bubbles going around, you wouldn't be there long, you know.
So, in fact, you had a very responsible job, really,
of course,
didn't
of course
you?
It was, yeah. Sure, only two men looking after one big machine.
Yeah.
Do you know, there was three men on number two because there was a sizer, a bat of size. So there was a sizer man on it, do you know.
And tell me the paper then, who was it? You say that you're making very fine quality paper with watermarks.
Yeah.
And you say that it was going to England for stamps.
Yeah, that was the stamp paper,
okay.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
else were you doing? Where else was the paper going to?
Most of the paper was in town and some of it went to Cork.
No,
I don't think, did any ever go overseas? I don't think so.
Made airmail for Aer Lingus.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Blue
well,
airmail, remember that one?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. It was a lightweight paper. I think there was an Aer Lingus watermark in it, as far as I can remember.
It could be. If it was on number two, then I wouldn't have.
We used to do the sweep paper for the sweeps. You remember the sweeps?
Yeah. Yes, the sweeps.
Yeah. Now, that was all before my time.
Yeah.
You know, making
that
stuff.
Yeah.
We made all the paper for the stationery office.
Yeah.
Up beyond the Lahore.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great run. You'd be on that for a fortnight. And you could sit down once you started the reel, you could sit down until it would be ready to change. You know, the changing of the reels, like there'd be maybe £1,000 in a reel or more. When it was, when you wanted to take it off, when it was finished, you had a bogey that you wheeled over that with a shape in it. And you put a pipe bar on board on the spindles of the reel, and three lads each side would lift her up onto the bogey. That's the way it was done. That's how primitive that was. But then eventually, in my time, a hoist was introduced to it, you know.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and you just hook it up.
And before that, you just cut it.
Or maybe three, depending on if the reel was fairly big, you know. Yeah. You'd want three lads each side. But it wouldn't be once you'd have three lads, it wouldn't be hard, you know.
Yeah.
And then you wheel it over onto the scales to weigh it.
And if you're lifting any of that stuff off, Kit, the loose leaf ledger or the parchment, they were huge, terrible heavy paper.
Yeah, they were paper now that number two machine would have made. Quality, very heavy.
Loose leaf ledger, parchment.
Yeah.
And what did you call this one again? The heavy paper was
loose leaf ledger.
Yeah,
remember the
loose leaf ledger. Yeah.
If you see the old-fashioned offices now in the films,
oh yes,
you see the old lad with the pen and the
office
ledger sitting.
I tell you, the
ledger could be like that, or it could be you'd cut 15 sheets of paper for someone.
The likes of that loose leaf ledger would have been in the likes of christening record books, you know, that sort of a book. Now,
because they were very heavy sheets,
It would be on anything that was like that heavy record, ledger. Yeah, very heavy paper. And in the old days, I suppose the ink was different too.
The reputation that Swiftbrook built up. Not just nationally, but internationally, because
he won an awful lot of medals and all.
What happened? Yeah. Why did the factory go down then here?
Because we couldn't compete. Once the tariff went off the paper, once the customs, that stopped us.
That's the bit I was going to tell him. I told you to tell him.
Yeah. No, you couldn't. Once the tariff went off the paper, we couldn't compete.
There was a tariff on the foreign papers coming in. That was the only safeguard that the mill had.
Yeah,
for years.
To
improve industry.
At
one stage, they took off the tariff and Hotspur closed the mill. Remember that? Yeah. Well, I don't remember, but I remember hearing about it. He closed the mill. He said he couldn't compete and he just closed it and they put the tariff back on and he reopened.
When did that happen? Roughly?
I
don't know, Maurice.
But that happened some years before it did close down.
Years. Yeah.
So tell me, you had the employment. You always knew it as being a busy place working around the clock. And was the writing on the wall? Did you see it slowing down?
Well, things got very bad, they couldn't get to sell the paper, you know, because the paper was coming in cheap. Couldn't make it. And anyhow, before we shut down, number one machine was forced to shut down that area, that side of the factory. Before that, they were trying to make paper at a faster speed.
That's right.
Rennick was back. Mr. Rennick.
Rennick, yeah.
And he said to me one day, he says, I don't know why this machine can't make this. We couldn't make it, trying to go very fast, making a certain sheet, what sheet it was, I can't remember. He says, I worked on a place, he says, in India, that were making rice paper on a machine like this one. And he said they were flying. Whatever the hell was wrong, with the mixing of it. But the paper keep breaking.
But then the pulp was a big stumbling block too, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.